know about the huge water phenomenon that goes on. You see the bottled water that's being bought and used and utilized. The questions come up, I think, about is bottled water really that much better? Is it better than what we're getting out of the tap? Well, we're going to be talking today to Dr. Keith Kasser, who is CEO of Nutritional Mitigation Eating and Drinking Program. We're going to find out about water, alkaline, all of these fun things. And Dr. Kasser, good to have you with us on the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is the water phenomenon goes on in many cases. Of course, we know about the problems with Flint, which is probably an isolated area, but you know, for the most part, I think people are looking for alternatives, aren't they, for water?
Yes, and you know, some people, the tap water is fine if that's all you're looking for, but some of the things you mentioned, like alkaline water, and you know, I talk about hydroxide water, which happens to be alkaline. There's medical or health reasons why that's very helpful for you, and I could gladly go over those for you.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because alkaline is one of those areas some people have heard about it. They don't necessarily drink it. They have maybe the three-step filters, but don't have the alkaline filter. So, yeah, tell us why some of the health advantages.
Well, to start off with, you have to understand how the pH works in the body. And our body tries to keep, and it does pretty well, keep our pH between 7.35 and 7.45. Above 7 is alkaline, below 7 is acidic. If it's much off of that range, you have to go to the hospital because, you know, it could be life-threatening. So the body stays a little bit on the alkaline side, and it has its own mechanisms to do that. And it does that fairly well. The problem Americans have, or most people in the West, but Americans for sure have, is we eat and drink a Western diet, which, you know, is the way we eat, and it's very acidic. You know, so eating a lot of red meats, drinking alcohol, drinking soda, drinking a lot of the sports drinks, eating the junk food with additives and preservatives and dyes in it, all that is acidic, and the body has a problem getting rid of the acids. It can maintain the pH, but it has a problem getting rid of the acids. And when you build up acids in certain parts of your body, which is how it's done, and I'll explain that in a second, it causes acidosis. And acidosis causes inflammation. And inflammation is harmful or adversely affects most diseases. Actually, the CDC says that inflammation adversely affects 85% of all chronic illnesses.
Wow.
So the reason that you drink a special water, and you should eat a special diet, which, by the way, they could get for free off of my website, a diet that's 70% alkaline and 30% acidic. They just have to, like, put in their name and maybe email address, and it goes right to them. But the reason that people do the alkaline water is to try to help the body. The problem with the alkaline water is that it only buffers the acid. It doesn't eliminate it, and I'll give you a quick example. Let's say you take a bowl of water, let's make believe it's alkaline, and then you use an eyedropper, and you put in a drop of black ink, and that represents the acid. And acid, by the way, comes from the hydrogen proton. Well, what it'll do is it'll diffuse out, and instead of being black, it'll turn light gray, or a lighter gray. And then if you put it in a bigger bowl of alkaline water, it'll get lighter and lighter, which is good. I use a hydroxide water, which is made from limestone, which has a lot of OH ions in it, OH negative ions, and they run around and they look for the hydrogen protons so they could bind to it. It takes it away from wherever it's bound to, or if it's floating freely in our body, and it forms water, and we urinate it out, and we get rid of the acid. You know, and it's all natural, and that helps the body, and it helps eliminate inflammation, because like I said, inflammation hurts everything. Irritable bowel syndromes, Crohn's disease, arthritis, heart disease, cancer, our body gut flora. The bad flora flourishes in an acidic environment and doesn't do well in an alkaline environment. Cancer flourishes in an acidic environment and it doesn't do well in a alkaline environment. That's why they always put you on an alkaline diet if you're diagnosed with cancer or if you talk to an oncologist. So water is very important for our health. And what I do is I want to get rid of the inflammation because I deal in my main program with people that have substance abuse or mental illnesses. And the first thing that I noticed is that when you have too much acid in your body, it plays havoc with the insulin mechanism. And then it tells us, it either gives us a craving for more sugar, which is acidic, and then it gives us cravings to even eat more sugar because it stimulates the opiate receptors. And, you know, the same things that drugs do. And if you're actually addicted to drugs, it tells your body to have more of the drugs. If you're not addicted to drugs, it tells it to have more sugar. And that hurts things like diabetes, obviously obesity, and things like that. So having the right water is very important. Alkaline water is good. It's better than, you know, tap water. It's better than regular bottled water because at least it's buffering the acid. But a hydroxide water, which is made from limestone, I use Aqua OH. It's pure, made from pure limestone. It's just heated and cooled several times, then put through a reverse osmosis filtration to get rid of the calcium. And all you have is water and OH negative ions. And they run around like little Pac-Men looking for hydrogen protons, which is what creates the acid. And it scoops them up.
Is that water available everywhere? How do you get that?
Yeah, you could get that. The best place to get it for a consumer is just online. You go to www.getaquaoh.com, and they could get it from there. And the parent company is optharmony.com. And that's if you wanted to get it in cases. And they could just go to my website to find out how, and I could give them an access code. But for the regular consumer, it's easier. They could just go to getaquaoh.com. And here's the great part about it. Because it comes in a concentrate, one quart of the water makes 32 usable diluted quarts. So it's approximately 250% cheaper than any alkaline water out there, which was important to me because I found it while researching things for my named program, you know, for substance abuse and mental illness. So I wanted something that was good, but that all the clinics were worried about the expense. So I had to find one that was good and less expensive. So at first I used regular alkaline water, then I found this and the expense went down in my case about 320%.
Wow.
And I became very popular overnight.
All right. Well, very good, Dr. Cantor. It's good to hear information on this, and I think we're going to be hearing more about alkaline water and
the hydroxide. Well, the reason, like I said, that it's so important is because of inflammation. That's right. Becoming bigger and bigger. I'm actually doing some research for 5 different medical schools that are going to finally start teaching about inflammation. But like I said, it's an important statistic. The CDC says that 85% of all chronic illnesses are adversely affected by inflammation. And one way to get rid of it is with hydroxide water. And like I said, I don't want to say anything bad about the alkaline water. It's better than nothing. It's better than tap water. It's better than regular bottled water. It's just not as good as the hydroxide water.
Well, very good. Well, Dr. Cantor, thanks for talking to us. So your website, drkeithcantor.com or namedprogram.com, either one of those. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doc. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye.